Good morning, everyone. So that's my PowerPoint. Thank you for Chrissy helping me. So this morning, I kind of thinking, what should I say about forgiveness? Because everyone knows about forgiveness. I wonder who hasn't never heard about forgiveness before. One more thing is we don't have to have a translation today because I'm speaking Cantonese English. So the Cantonese people know about my English well. So. But probably from time to time I pop up some Cantonese as well. So I'm kind of thinking everyone knows about this topic. What should I say about forgiveness? And I kind of thinking how to help me to really doing practicing forgiveness in my life. That's what I'm trying to do today. Nothing very new, no theology if you never heard about. So I'm trying to pull out some of the what the forgiveness is all about in the Bible, and then I probably share some of the ideas. I was reading a book about forgiveness, and then I share a story, and then I will give you guys some time to kind of spend time and asking God, is there something you can do about this right now, right this time? So I will start with choose one question and share with your person next to you the following questions. First question is, forgiveness is. The second one is, how do you feel to be forgiven? The third one is, what was the experience to forgive someone? So find someone and then you can share. 3 minutes. All right. For me, forgiveness is a journey. I have, I've been a Christian for decades, but I experienced a couple of life-changing moments. But all these life-changing moments is all about forgiveness. So I will share one of those to you guys. But we'll carry on to, this is for Hong Kong families. Can you go to the next one, please? Yes. All right, so a culture lesson for Hong Kong people. But I need British people help us to answer that question. So what are the 4 common phrases for British people say the most in your daily life?
How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
Lovely.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Lovely.
Fabulous.
Lovely.
Fabulous.
Are you okay or something? See you later.
Anyway. Yes, Grace.
You also ask how are you? Are you okay? Are you alright?
Yeah,
how are you?
Okay. Are you okay? Alright. Totally no. Not this one. All right, let's go for the next one. Is that all right? I just need, yeah? Thank you. Please.
Sorry.
Excuse me. So when you come into the UK, you have to learn how to use these 4 phrases in your daily life. That is very important. If you say it, it's like a magic word. People will think, oh, you know British culture quite well. So I kind of quickly searched in the internet. The BBC said that 1 of 8 people, British people, say I'm sorry or sorry for 20 times, up to 20 times a day. I don't know if it's true, so I have to ask the local people, is that true? How many times have you said sorry this morning? Richard, how many times have you said sorry?
Probably 10, at least 10.
In this morning? No.
Yeah,
please, my no. So this is how I think. When I came to this country, everyone would say, "Oh, I'm sorry for the weather. Oh, I'm sorry, it's too cold. Oh, I'm sorry, it's muddy." Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know how to respond to this story. But yes. British people are willing to forgive or to give the apology much more than the rest of the world? Is it the truth? So, back to the BBC research, they said British and Canadians, they are more likely to apologize to things than American. Not the rest of the world yet. So, but I find it really interesting. I kind of experiencing people apologizing to me every single day, but it's very different than I have experienced when my relationship, when the apologize will restore the relationship. Does it, you know, make sense to you? It's different than to say, I'm sorry. So this is how I want to say about the forgiveness today. And the next one. All right, so I'm kind of thinking, okay, let's see what Jesus and other people say about forgiveness. I probably need lots of people helping me to read all this, either Chinese or English, it doesn't really matter. So can I start with Luis? Can you read the first one?
Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
Thank you. Anita?
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times."
Thank you. And Jill?
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
Thank you.
Ricky? For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Thank you. This is what this all like what Jesus was telling the disciple what the forgiveness is all about. Okay, the next one will be some people experience the forgiveness and the thing they say. Richard, yeah.
Forgiveness says you're given another chance to make a new beginning.
To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
Lawrence?
The stupid neither forgive nor forget. The naive forgive and forget. The wise forgive but do not forget.
Sorry. But not by, sorry. This way, Vivi. You can speak Cantonese, it doesn't really matter.
Before we can forgive one another, we have to understand one another.
Thank you, and then Mark.
Unforgiveness is like drinking poison yourself and waiting for the other person to die.
The last one is my favourite. Because I really felt like if we're holding back not to forgive, we're definitely killing ourselves more than the person who offends you. So that's the thing, is like, why do we need to forgive? So that's the questions we're asking. Like, besides, like, because Jesus always asks us to do something, but I am the person who always asks why. So I was reading a book Louise gave to me. So that is the three reasons. Well, more than three, but I just picked three to why we need to forgive. So the first reason, they say, like, the one who has been offended is set free from anger. I don't know if you like experienced that kind of relief when somebody maybe asks your forgiveness, or when you forgive somebody. So that kind of freedom, I don't know if any of you have experienced that, but I really encourage you to try. That may change your life. The second one is forgiveness over a weight of. Because I think sometimes when we stuck in a circle with the person, it seems like we never get a way out for your relationship with the person. And then you're just like, oh, I don't know, I'm seeing them every single day. It's like my neighbor, I probably see them every single day, but they do the same thing, and it's just annoying. I think, oh, how can I get out from this circle? I have to forgive the things they have done. Maybe it's same as your family or some colleagues you're seeing every single day. So the third one will be forgiveness over grace to the offender. This is might be the hardest thing to do, because I remember when Hong Kong has the problem with the government, and then a lot of people felt so unfair, so injustice. But then I wasn't here, I was thinking like, I don't want to hold in that resentment to the government. So I said, I will forgive them. I put it on Facebook, I don't know why. I put it on Facebook to say, like, I forgive my government. And then lots of people commented to like, they didn't even do anything right, why you have to forgive them? Or some people saying like, the justice is not there yet, we're not gonna forgive. That's very different than I thought about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about the other person. Forgiveness is about me trying to forgive, to release myself into freedom, and also extend the grace I get it from God to the person or to the group of people. They also need that grace. I would probably say that forgiveness is different than reconciliation, because reconciliation, you need some conditions to come together, but forgiveness is only you yourself to release the anger, the resentment from yourself. All right, so the next one will be how we can do it. So I only picked four of them to do it, but I think it's just do it, you know. I don't think that is the only way. Every time when I read this kind of practical way how to do it, I was like, I am doing it my way. But that's only for your, just for suggestion. So the practical ways to do the forgiveness is forgiveness is a choice. It means like you're not waiting for the right timing, or you feel good about to forgive. I was talking with Louise about this. You'll never find a good time to forgive somebody. This is a good time. Today is a good time. This moment is a good time. Just do it. So the second thing is forgiveness is a matter of stewardship. It's stewardship. We steward ourselves, our life, relationship kind of thing. So the third one is we should forgive whether or not our offender asks for forgiveness, as I said before, the example. So the fourth one is we should not give our forgiveness conditional. It means like you're not asking for you're not forgiving the person if the person have done something for you, or you're asking or you ask the person to fulfill some of your wishes before you forgive them. So you forgive them, that is it, full stop. So I want to share my story to you guys about my mom and I. That's my mom right there. That's a couple of decades before. And that's my brother. So I'm the youngest in the family. So I have my oldest brother. I should have my sister as well. And then my older brother is 3 years older than me, and my sister is 20 months older than me. So we grew up in the same family in Hong Kong, a tiny home. And my sister and I studied in the same kindergarten. We started the school together, but she's 1 year older than me. So I remember every single time we went out, we went to school together, three of us, me, sister, my mother. And we walked down to our building. In Hong Kong, every building is high. And I lived in the sixth floor, and the kindergarten just down to the road, you know, the building. So every single time we walked down sixth floor down, and then I go to school. And one day, my mom told me, you have to go to the school by yourself because your sister is going to the primary school and I have to walk with her to the primary school. And that time, my world is kind of like, what? I can't walk down by myself. But I didn't show it show it to my mom. But inside of me, I'm introvert. So inside of me, I was scared, and I was like, why do I have to go by myself? So when I still remember that feeling, I don't know, because I was just 5 years old, I have to walk all the way down by myself. And not because of, you know, the stairs or something, it's because I felt like my mom chose my sister over me. Because she decided to walk with my sister to school instead of me. So that feeling, it's just so strong in me at that moment. So I felt like I need to do something to repair the relationship. So I started to be, I was a good child in the family at that time, but because I have to win my mom again, so I did everything I could to please my mom, to be the best child in my family, to just try everything to just make my mom to feel like she would chose me. But of course it will not happen in that way. I'm still feeling that kind of, you know, that second class in my family. When I'm writing that story, all my feeling came back to me. So that's not the story at the end. So I'm trying to be, you know, to be a good child in the family, and trying to do everything to win my mom, but it didn't work. until I was 12. Some of the young in my youth group, they knew. When I was 12 years old, I desired to go on my way. I desired to make the decision for myself. I don't want to listen to my family anymore. And I was so rebellious, I didn't listen at all. I went away from home. I didn't want to go to school. So all kinds of things, it happened from my 12 years old until 22. Because in 22, I met Jesus and changed my life. And he taught me how to forgive. It changed my life forever. So the first thing, I'm not going to tell you what happened in the 10 years, the first thing when I met Jesus, I did my first prayer to him. I asked him to restore my relationship with my family. Because I didn't know what to do, basically. And I know I have done so many things to hurt them. And also I felt hurt from my family as well. And I didn't know how to restore the relationship. So the first prayer I did was ask Jesus to help me to restore the relationship. So what he did was he helped me to remember the first scarf I had from my mom was the kindergarten thing. So I was praying and asking God, help me to know where to start, help me to know what to do with this. So he helped me, that the scar you have to forgive. You forgive your mom. And I always, one thing when I'm growing up, I always felt one thing from my mom is I never felt she really loved me. I don't know why, but it just, I didn't have the connection with my mom like a youngest child. I don't know who is the youngest in here, but you always have the connection or the closeness with your mom. Do you have that one?
Not right now.
I never had that one. People never thought I was the youngest in the family because I didn't have that kind of closeness to my mom. And I remember one day, someone is also sharing their relationship with their family, and the person said, your parents, she also had the same feeling as I was. She never felt like the parents loved her as much as she expected. So, but she said, God reminded her, all the love your parents, you feel from your parents, is all the love they can give. At the same time, God reminded me, all the love you get it from your mom is all the love she can give it to you. It's everything she has. So at that moment, I broke down and I felt so ashamed of all my complaining, and I felt like I really didn't understand what the parenting is about. I was expecting my mom will love me the way I was expecting. So, as I said, forgiveness is a journey. So I spent a lot of time to kind of dealing with this kind of feelings and the past experience and kind of thing. And at the end, I told you, forgive my mom about this. But I never told her about how I forgive her, why I forgive her, you know, all kind of stuff. Until when I was probably 30-something, I was studying Kona in Hawaii. And I studied in a Bible school, and then one of the assignments I have was I need to write a letter to my family, or someone you want to ask for forgiveness. So I wrote it to my mom and I told her, I want to let you know I forgave you long time ago, and also I'm asking for forgiveness for what I have done to my family, to you, and you know, when I was young. So I have a big hope to waiting for my mom to kind of responding with like all these dramatic things happen, like we say, oh, I'm so sorry, it's all these dramatic things. But nothing happened. I was waiting for almost a year for my mom to write me back. At that time, we didn't have that email kind of thing that quickly. I was like doing it a long time ago. So, and I was very disappointed and very sad because I felt like my mom didn't want to forgive me or didn't receive my forgiveness or something. So that year when I had a term break, I went home. My mom didn't show me that she have anything, like nothing happened. And I got even more disappointed. And I wanted to give up because I tried so many things, but it just never get any response. When I wanted to give up, God asked me to try one more time. So one day, only me and my mom was home, and I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, have you received my letter? And she said, yeah. I said, what do you think? So, and my mom immediately cried and she said, I'm sorry, I didn't know I have done things to you and hurt you so much. She said, I just didn't know how to write a letter back to you. So so the rest of the story was me and my mom were working out, and we're trying to explain what happened to our life and trying to communicate more, maybe I should say, how we feel, what we think. So I think this is how what the forgiveness is all about. It's just have to do it. Maybe you never get the result you expecting, but I do believe you will get something when you're willing to lay down and forgive. So I want to okay, I have 1 minute. So I want to do an example. This is how I saw some people have done that before, and I find it really powerful. So can I ask you? So that's the illustration about forgiveness. So forgiveness is about, if this is the thing, the person is wrong to you, and then you kind of follow that person with the feelings all over. And then you, whenever she goes, I have to go with her until I give up with people. I give up. That is forgiveness. And I don't need to follow. And I don't need to attach with the person anymore. So I hope it will encourage you guys to I want to encourage you guys to really put this forgiveness into your practice and maybe start today.
Can you say again what you did just then? Just
which part?
The illustration.
Oh.
You want to do it again or explain it again? Just so we
all
can
right,
get really get to it.
Do it again in here. Maybe
yeah.
Closer in here.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So if this is the thing, the person who wronged you or have done something to offend you, you careful, like, if you're not forgiving, that's the thing you attach with the person everywhere she goes. You attach with the feelings, emotions, and everything until you let it go. And you agree. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, maybe using this 5 minutes, can I have 5 minutes more? Or 3 minutes? So I want you to, really, you know, asking that. Something he wanted you to do today, or he wants you to forgive somebody, or ask for forgiveness, I want you to do it. I want to encourage you to do it, because it definitely changed your life, changed your relationship with the person as well. So maybe 3 minutes about that. I can pray first. Father, we thank you for this powerful love of forgiveness you have given to us. I never thought I will experience that, the relationship I have with my mom as I had for many years ago. And I just pray that, Father, you will help me, or help everyone in here to have the strength and courage and the grace to forgive someone, maybe from a long time ago, they want to restore the relationship, but, or they're still holding the anger in their life. Just pray that you help us to forgive. Also, if someone we need to ask for forgiveness, I ask you to help us, to give us strength to ask for forgiveness as well. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Yana. Thank you. It's very practical, so let's take that into our week ahead, those thoughts, and let me pray a blessing. Lord, we just pray your blessing upon us this morning. We do release your forgiveness. It's freely available, and that touched people's hearts today and in the days ahead. So, Lord, we thank you for one another. We commend our week ahead into your hands, for ourselves, for our nation, for our government, and we ask for your blessings. Amen.